Francis Sullivan is the CEO of the Truth, Justice and Healing Council, which is set up by the Catholic Church to respond to the Royal Commission. He joins us as well. Francis Sullivan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
You're calling for an immediate establishment of a COAG committee to implement the recommendations. Can you just work through that a bit? Just explain what it is you want to see happen?
Well, as Jenny Macklin was saying, now is the time for political leaders to step up. And because this is a Commonwealth state issue, the only place where those leaders actually meet is in the COAG processes. So I think the Prime Minister today should announce that they are going to establish a COAG, a state working party, where all states, territories and the Commonwealth will commit themselves to systematically going through the recommendations of the Royal Commission. I mean, the Commonwealth Parliament having a committee in the Senate is fine for what the Commonwealth Parliament can do, or a state government's parliament is fine for what a state parliament can do. But we need now a national response, because we have just seen over 5 years the revelation of a major national social ill that has to be remedied.
Do you have fears that some of it could be glossed over by politicians, as does happen with some inquiries? Recommendations are released and there's a lot of talk at the start and then not much happens sometimes. So do you have real fears? Do you have real fears that could happen this time?
Absolutely. We're already seeing it. The debate over redress. Some state premiers, including the Premier of South Australia, seems to take the attitude that he doesn't need to put his state into a redress scheme. He has an attitude that somehow what he's done in South Australia is good enough. That's an example of politicians glossing over the point. We've seen it when people talk about working with children checks or child safe environments at an administrative level, where state government employee officials will say, we do it this way in this state because this is a better way of doing things. In other words, there's always the potential for officials or politicians to contextualise to meet other needs as well. We need to have a COAG working party where things are brought to a level of real political leadership.
Okay. Are you hearing agreeable noises to the argument you've just put forward, or are you not hearing it, which is why you're raising it publicly through forums such as this?
No, it's not that I'm raising it through this forum just for the heck of it. When I've discussed it with people, a lot of people say it makes a lot of sense. I haven't heard one political leader come out and say that's a bad idea. So we're really at the point of saying what's going to happen, what's going to be something effective. I mean, the real answer is you ask the Premier of Victoria this morning, ask him why it wouldn't be a good idea.
Francis Sullivan, can we turn to the Catholic Church? On that institutional level, where can an organisation such as the Catholic Church go to from here? What's your thinking on that?
Well, our council has been very clear with the church leadership. They need to announce, hopefully today, that they will put in place an implementation body that will be advising the church leaders not only on how the recommendations can be implemented, but also the rate of implementation and reporting back consistently, showing that not only the church but the wider community that for once the church is into action mode on these things. You know, this is a change of era for the Catholic Church. The last 5 years has demonstrated what a lack of accountability, what a lack of transparency, what happens when you've got a culture that's about concealment and secrecy, which is about privilege and power. What happens then? That scandal has been characterized by those elements. This is no longer the time for the church to do business as usual. So the church leaders need to step up and demonstrate that they have the resolve to be able to not only address these recommendations, but address those elements of the church's culture which are dysfunctional and even worse than that, they are destructive.
Has the hierarchy of the church, not the laity, but the hierarchy, Have they changed? Are they changing? Again, it sounds from what you're saying like there is resistance to change within that organisation.
Yes, the general approach and attitude that I've experienced from the church hierarchy over these 5 years is a disposition about change. I think it took some of them a while to really come to terms with the history of this. There was a lot of resistance. There was a lot of rationalisation, if you like, of the past. But that's just falling away rapidly. I think in the most senior levels of the Catholic Church, Archbishop Hart, for example, in Melbourne, has been very resolute, as far as I'm concerned. In every recommendation I've ever given him, he has backed it in 100%. And I've been very impressed by that. And I expect that he will set the tone again for that. I know he's in his last part of his career, but I expect the archbishops particularly, whether it's Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Perth, or Adelaide, for that matter, Tasmania, or the ACT, I expect them to step up and make it clear to all of us that it's not going to be business as usual, that they are putting in place an implementation process, and that they are prepared to be accountable and transparent to the community.
Yet, Francis Sullivan, just last week I was talking with Judy Courtin, who is representing a number of abuse victims. She was telling me that going back through the court process for people who have previously accepted a payment from the church is still trying to block them from getting just compensation now. The church as a body in legal argument is using some of the old tactics to stop them getting just compensation. She says that indicates a lot of the church hierarchy hasn't changed.
Well, I don't know the particulars, of course, but let me say this. We have a set of guidelines the council has created around this whole area of dealing with litigation. And I know there are instances where some church bodies don't follow the guidelines. And so we'll be recommending in our final report that those guidelines are now translated into standards, because we've created a new body, Catholic Professional Standards Australia. Its job is to hold bishops and religious leaders to account in meeting standards. They will have the bishops and religious leaders audited for their performance in meeting those standards, and those audit reports will be made public. So where we once had guidelines, they'll now be standards. And I would expect that will drive the behaviour change.
Just finally, I'll put to you a similar question to one I put to Jenny Macklin. At the start of this, I think there was a certain expectation of what the Royal Commission would find. Did the Royal Commission live up to your expectations, or has it gone further than what you thought would be revealed? What's your thinking on that as to how this commission's gone?
Oh, well, I can only congratulate the Commission on its work.
Did you expect it to be this bad, though, Francis?
Yes and no. I think it's been shocking for most people to realise the extent of abuse across all institutions, government, utilities, churches, private institutions, sporting clubs, everything that we've heard about. I think what really has shattered us all is what, the basic sort of trust that people have had in institutions. And I think there's a part of us too where we feel a sort of, how naive have we all been about things? And, we've all feel like we've been sucked in at times. And, that we've got to confront ourselves about that. Yeah. I think the other part of it though, Steve, is that the worry will be that when we finally get a redress scheme up, people will think everything's been done. That's not really the point. The point is that for so long in our institutions, we had a culture which devalued children. We actually were prepared to say what the misery and the abuse they went through wasn't of a value that required them to be protected at all costs. And that unless we know that that is an attitude that no longer exists, then we really haven't solved the problem.
Francis Sullivan, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Steve.
CEO of the Truth, Justice and Healing Council, set up by the Catholic Church to respond to the Royal Commission, Francis Sullivan. And if we go back to where we started with Francis Sullivan, the council is calling on a COAG committee to implement the recommendations of the Royal Commission's final report, and Francis Sullivan is hoping for the announcement of that committee to be announced today.